Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Oh, yeah, he's good at what he does. He really is, including having a drink and having a good time, but he knows all about technology. We love to have him in every Wednesday afternoon, the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pasco. G'day, Richard.
Hi, Pilko. I went to a Super Bowl function on Monday, and I might have upset a few people, Pilko, because what happened was every time one of the players in the Super Bowl dropped a ball, I went along and said Charlie Dixon would have caught that. I was asked to leave after about half an hour.
You've been asked to leave a lot of lunches. I mean, I don't know why that's so unique. And you've also been barred from a lot of lunches. The word has it that you went to a lunch Wednesday, this time last week, including Paul Macon and Barry Ian, and somebody suggested to us that you were still there closer to midnight. Was that true? No, I defended you and said, no, they'd be gone by 9 or 10 o'clock.
Thanks, Pilko. That's all we're saying about that.
Don't want to say any more.
No.
Now, look, the bloke sitting right opposite, Josh, got a scam. He reckons it's a scam. Bendigo Bank alerting him that your online banking access has been restricted. Go to the website and restore your account, keeping in mind that Josh has never and probably never will bank with Bendigo Bank.
Well, certainly won't now. God almighty.
Exactly right. Exactly right, Josh, on there as well. Yeah. So these are still floating around Pilko all the time. Yeah. You know, we get them, but the problem with SMSs when we get them, we tend to believe them. More so than emails, I've got to say. So what you really need to do is, if Josh had an account with the Bendigo Bank, is to go along, and if he can log on, he's fine. That's it. And people should start ignoring these and going along and going, you know what, I can log on to the Bendigo Bank so everything's okay. Now, one thing I was going to bring up, people are now again starting to respond to if somebody rings you at night, you let them log on to your computer. And I saw a guy today scammed out of $2,000.
Oh, really?
Because they got access to the account. And I'm seeing a person tomorrow morning. This might make you fall off the chair. $20,000.
No.
Yeah.
And so it's gone completely?
It's gone. The bank are trying to get it all back for him. Doesn't understand how it happened. So, you know, if this sort of thing happens, the banks will go along and say, you've got to get somebody in like me to have a look at all your devices, make sure they're all clean. But again, don't let people log on to your devices that you don't know. It's the equivalent if I came to see you and go along and say, lovely to meet you, Pilko. I need you to step out in your front lawn for an hour so I can have a look around your house. You'd never do it. But there are people out there going along letting anybody log on, and just we carry the most intimate details of our lives on our devices. I don't know why people are still doing this.
Right, it's 2:10. Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy, on 822-3000. And up at Kapunda, Kat has given us a ring from up there. The first question for Richard for the afternoon. Hello, Kat.
Hello. Now, Richard, I spoke to you last week about an NBN issue that I've been having, but I thought it was like a PPG modem router issue. Anyway, and they eventually said, look, you know, we have been monitoring your line. You aren't getting, you know, you're getting half of what you used to get, basically. So we reported it to NBN, no stuffing around. And NBN came out on Monday after sending me a text every single day to confirm it.
Well, that's good. They confirmed it. That's good, Pat. That's good. We like that.
And anyway, so they came out on Monday and turned out there was a fault in the line, and it's a very long line, apparently.
Yep.
So, hey. Yeah, it's up faster than it was even before.
Good.
Like before I could get top of 38, now I can get like 40, almost 41.
That's
so
great.
I'm quite happy with that.
You should be, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sort of thinking to myself, because I rang them apparently last year in May, and that's when there were some issues and the line had already like dropped down then to about 15, but... I guess, you know, I wasn't upset enough to, that, you know, it wasn't niggling me enough to make a lot of complaints because, you know, the internet was still working fine. So, but I just sort of thought it actually goes to show if you have enough, you know, if you just ring up your provider, get them to check your line. You never know. There might be a fault there.
You're spot on. A lot of people, you know, I talked to somebody once who all they ever did was complain on social media about it. And I said, have you rung your provider? No, I'm just going to whinge on Facebook and Twitter about it. You've actually got to, you know, get off your bum, ring, put the complaint in, be very nice about it when you put the complaint in to your provider and say, can you check the line? I've had somebody check all my equipment here. It drops out 4 or 5 times a day, whatever. I'm not getting the speed. And then 9 out of 10 times, they will go into bat for you and make sure that if it's not at their end, they will check the lines on there as well. So somebody from the NBN's got to come out, check all the line and fix all that. So generally they'll do a good job, but you've got to be, you know, quite, not overly forceful, but nice about, and I'm sure you were nice about what you're saying when you complain.
It's 12 minutes past 2. Richard, people who've got a Hotmail account and they're reading that Microsoft are about to start charging them. Is that true or not?
It is. If you've got more than 15 gigs stored in your old Hotmail account or your Outlook.com account, 15 gig is tens of thousands of emails, Pilco. So it really is about going along and making sure you stay under that 15 gig limit. But if you've got more than 15 gig, and some people with Hotmail would have more than 15 gig on there, because Hotmail's been around for a long, long time now. And you can always tell an old Hotmail account by their email address some days. So big cheerio to HotGirl68 that I met the other week out there as well at Hotmail.com as well. God. So some have got some terrible names on there as well. So, you know, if you've got that 15 gig limit, you'll get an email. Don't ignore it. And we've got to say it's better than what a couple of providers are doing here in Australia, because, you know, IINet and Internode will let you store 1 gig now before they tap you on the shoulder and say you've got to clean up what you've got.
Philip sends us a text. He says, Richard, friends are continually rubbishing Samsung products, especially their mobile phones. I'd be interested to know what Richard makes of that criticism.
Samsung are probably one of the leading providers in the world of great electronics. I might not always agree with some of the things they bring out sometimes, but they make great phones, Pilco. The S21, which has just come out now, top-of-the-range phone, $1,800 off the top of my head, magnificent cameras in there. So they, along with Apple, set the benchmark every year for their things. And what happens is that when these features come out, the new phones come out, they flow down to all the other makers and their lesser phones underneath. So, no, I'm a big fan of Samsung.
Right up. Okay. 822-3000 is that number. Call now before the switchboard is completely full and you'll be able to get on and talk to the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe, before 2:30. Okay, nearly 2:15. Here's Frank Walker.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles Spend and Save promotion is across our entire range of European wall and floor tiles. That's right, when you spend $1,000 on any National Tiles European wall and floor tiles, you'll only pay $750. Or when you spend $2,000, you'll only pay $1,450. Rush into National Tiles now and save, or go online to nationaltiles.com.au.
Somewhere in Adelaide, there's a particular busy street that will take you to a quiet alley that leads to a hidden gem. A gem filled with retro furniture, a blend of curious customers and the ever-present aroma of sensational coffee. The street is Prospect Road. The alley takes you to number 118. And the hidden gem is Café Komodo. Coffee, cake, cool music and curious cackles from cafe lovers. Café Komodo, 118 Prospect Road. Come and find us.
Yeah, we will, Andrew. We'll pop up there one of these days and have a bite to eat and have some of those lovely cakes of yours. If you've got a question about real estate, the ladies Jane Looker and Jen Cools from Toop and Toop are in that interactive lounge of ours right now. The ladies will be there for the next 20 minutes or so. Give them a call. All of the information is given confidentially. It's expert. It might be perhaps on renting a property, selling a property, marketing a property, buying a property, anything at all to do. Perhaps even you're looking for expert property management. They're the ladies who can provide you with all of the information you might need. Jane Looker and Jen Cools in the interactive lounge, and they're available right now on 8366 0826.
Foodland's owned by South Australian families like mine. Like our second home, we ensure our stores are safe. Great families, great locals and great food lives here.
Foodland, the mighty South Aussies, yeah!
I have the effervescent Jane Riley with me right now. Jane, you've been out and about visiting the good folks at ACH Group.
Thanks, Pilco. Yes, it was a wonderful day. We had a cuppa, shared some stories and got a real insight into life with ACH Group. There's lots of things that we can do to keep our brain healthy. What kind of activities can we take part in that will kind of keep us very alert?
When you think about your brain, it's such a complex organ and it's responsible for everything that we do. So at ACH Group, we actually have three key elements that we talk about in regards to brain health, but also dementia risk reduction as well. And those three key elements are keeping physically active, keeping mentally stimulated, and being socially engaged. And if you combine those in one, you're actually giving your brain and your body a really good workout.
Well, thank you, Jane. Thanks also to ACH Group. Good lives for older people. Visit achgroup.org.au to find out more.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA-approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
With our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, it's 18 minutes past two. Debbie at Modbury Heights and Mark up at Nuriutpa and Jason at Salisbury East. You'll be our next callers. But right now, we've got Graham with us from Glenelg, who's got a question for the guru himself.
Well,
Graham,
I was just wondering past Pilco. So, and I've had this query. I've had this query that's been bugging me. I see these ads on Twitter and Facebook about those photo sticks,
yes,
where you can stick the photo into your computer,
yep,
and it collects all your photos, gets rid of all the duplicates and sort of categorizes.
Supposedly.
And I'm thinking, I need something like that because you've got something like 13,000 photos on you. Do they work?
No. In a word, no. I've had more complaints about those than anything on there.
Really?
So a lot of times I had one poor guy plugged into a Mac, which you've got.
Yeah.
Every photo we lost. Lost the whole lot on there as well. So they advertise as being this miracle thing that will sort all your photos out. I actually wrote a piece up on my website. I got complaints back from the maker of it saying, we don't like what you've put up. They've never pushed it or anything like that, but it is, I'll probably cost them a lot of money over the years.
So what's the best way of collating and categorising your photos, getting rid of all the duplicates? Is there a way?
There's a duplicate remover that you can download from the App Store. That's probably number one. And then next is go along and probably put them into albums as well. Start sorting, because you've got a Mac, so you sort that. It's work. It's not going to do it on its own, Graham.
Oh, come on. I want the photo stick that does it for me.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, avoid the photo stick. It really is work that you have to put in there to go along and sort it all out. The photo stick, avoid it like the plague.
Thanks, Richard. Love your program. And and yours too, Pilger.
Yeah, by hand. Graham Cords has got 13,000 photos, of which 12,982 are him. And the other eight the family.
That is not true, Pilco. I take exception to that.
13 bloody thousand photos.
Well, I don't know where they came from. They just...
And the six of David Granger and that incident. You know.
Well, there are a few videos of that.
Oh, God, blow me, Cordy.
Love your program.
Of a Saturday morning, of course, with a KG, and what is an absolute must-listen to, the Saturday morning sports show with the boys. In the meantime, got a call from Debbie, I think it is, at Modbury Heights. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Pilger. How are you going?
We're good, thank you. What's your question for
hello,
the guru?
Richard, yes.
Hi, Debbie.
The question is, I've got a Samsung S5. RSB, where I work, have put the COVID...
Yes.
App on there for me.
Yep.
Now, I wanted to know, some people's phones, especially the iPhones, they play a tune, and I wanted to know whether I could get that.
Well, mine doesn't play. Mine doesn't, what, when you've checked in?
Yeah, it plays a little tune. If you listen to the commercial, there's a commercial 5AA play for Victoria. Right at the beginning, it plays that same tune before she starts saying about the COVID app.
Mine doesn't play a tune, Debbie.
Doesn't it?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, okay then.
We've got to worry about scanning in and checking in when we go into places.
Yes,
I see
I do
so
that.
Many good girl because I see so many people not doing
I
that.
Know.
Debbie, I'll have a look during the week to see if we can add a tune to it. I don't know. I don't know why you want to do it, but yeah.
If I just sent you an SMS and just said, if you can, if there is such a thing,
yeah.
If you could SMS me back, because I'm not very bright at these things, I'd have to get someone to do it for me.
Not a problem, Debbie, we'll do that. All right.
Oh, thank you very much for that.
Thanks. Debbie.
Okay, have a good day.
Richard, we're hearing that the federal government have floated the idea of using Bing. What do you think about that suggestion from the feds?
Because we've got the dispute between the federal government and Google and Facebook at the moment, which is starting to get some... we're starting to come to a resolution, which is really good. And I was concerned when Scott Morrison said we might ban Google in Australia. We're not China, Pilko. We don't do that sort of thing. Give you some idea about how big Google is. They've got 94% of the market. Bing has 3.7. We don't need Bing.
Right.
We really don't.
All right, okay. Up at Nuriutpa, lovely part of the valley. Mark's giving you a ring from up there. Hello, Mark.
Oh, g'day, fellas. I've got Trend Micro on my laptop.
Yep.
Any good on the phone? Samsung S20 Ultra?
No.
No?
No, you don't. You don't need it, Mark.
Oh, okay, all right.
All right.
No worries.
That was easy, Mark. Have a good day.
Oh, God, they got rid of that, Chris, Mark. Good on you, Mark. It's Salisbury East. Jason's on the line for our guru, Richard Pascoe. Hello, Jason.
G'day, guys. I think Leon said that his phone makes a noise when he does the QR code the other day, I think.
I'll have to ring Leon. Good heavens.
My question, Rich, is I'm upgrading my old Outlook to Office 365.
Good.
And my question is that now, when I do that, does it leave the old Outlook there in case there's a stuff up with 365?
Yes, it does, Jason. So it'll be a progression when you go along and do it, and first time you start Outlook, walk away, go and make a cup of coffee, have a cup of tea, eat your lunch, let it just do its thing, and then once it's all done, you'll get a little message up the top. They have upgraded your PST file on there as well. Then you make sure everything works, then you can go back in and delete the old Office that you've got on there.
So it actually brings my email address and contact.
Everything over. So you've got to make sure everything works first before you delete the other one.
Exactly, yeah. I just want to make sure it was going to be there.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Jason.
There we are. Jason, problem solved. Let's go to Greenwood this time at 24 minutes past two. And on the phone is Raylene. Hello, Raylene.
Hi, Pilko. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Raylene.
I've updated my iPhone 8.
Yes.
14.3. That was about a month ago.
Yep.
And since then, I haven't been able to ring one contact on my phone. That happens to be my son.
Oh.
But then I updated to 14.4.
Yep.
And once could I ring him, and I can't again.
Have you added him back in, Raylene?
Yes, I've deleted him. I've added him back in. I've turned my phone off, back on, and just nothing.
There'd be on that contact page, Raylene, I'd have a look at every line on there because there'd be something on that contact page of your son that the iPhone's not agreeing with. I just went and checked some updates the other day, and I've got some of the contacts they've removed the name from it as well. So suddenly I just get the phone number, not the name on there as well. There is 14.5, which I think will fix all this. That might be out by next Monday.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Raylene.
Righto, from Greenwith to Glandore this time around, and Maureen on the line for Richard Pascoe. Hello, Maureen.
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Maureen.
The QR code, lady was with, I checking with mine.
Good.
She did it. She's got her husband on it as well. So can you do that?
On the same phone?
Yeah. She just checked in with, because I said, she told them, I've checked them in, and she said, no, I've got them both on the QR code, you know, with my phone.
She could do it on two different ones, but most people go along on the, let's say the MySA Gov app is only registered to one person on there.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just thought, I haven't been able to find out how to do it.
Yeah, that doesn't exactly seem right to me, Maureen.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, problem solved. Now from Maureen to Simon has called our guru, Richard Pascoe. We've got him on the telephone. He's at Plimpton. Hello, Simon.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going? Last night we went onto a website and it was a QR code generator. And it said it was $20 for registering QR codes. We looked at my credit card this morning. It was $282 for a year's subscription.
You're not
Are
the
there any cheap...
you're not the, you don't have to have a QR code generator. There's plenty of ones where you can actually make your own QR code on there as well. And you're actually the second person, I reckon, about the last 3 weeks to tell me about this. So people out there should just be, what phone did you put it on?
We're just a small business, so we want to use it to value add to our product in our home delivery business. And
we just basically
want to get feedback from people and their experiences and do a few promotions. But it's just for us to use for our customers to be able to get straight to a landing page from a piece of like promotional material in there. Just a quick way of doing it.
No, Simon, Simon, send me an email and I'll have a look around for you. But you shouldn't have paid that money.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, Simon.
Richard, somebody wants to get in touch with you. The mobile number and the other good way of getting in touch with you
is through the website adelaidetechguide.com.au or 0419 829 145.
And before we go, final call for the afternoon at Greenwood. Jeff has called us from there. G'day, Jeffrey.
Hey, I think Google Photos actually will find duplicates. If you try to upload the same photo again, it'll tell you it's already there.
Yep, it's exactly.
So tell Graham to upload his folders one at a time. And
Jeff, between you and me, he struggles with iCloud photos, let alone put him onto Google Photos.
Wow. All right, no worries. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Richard Pascoe, so that number again, 0419 829 145. You answer the phone, or if you want to, they simply go, the adelaidetechguy.com.au.
That's it, Pilko.